And you are listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. After reports late last week that immigrants crossing the Texas-Mexico border could potentially be housed at military bases, including some in Texas, well, questions started to swirl about just how exactly this might play out. Well, it appears to be playing out right about now. Sig Christensen reports on the military for the San Antonio Express News. He's been covering this story. Sig, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
How are these bases preparing for potentially housing migrant children, as you understand it?
We aren't getting a lot of information from anybody, and it's not just us, by the way. It's public officials like the El Paso County judge. You would think that these people would be informed at some point by the federal government or by the Army, but so far, nothing coming from either place, so we don't know what preparations are being made for what they will do at Fort Bliss or at Goodfellow. We can take a few guesses. Somebody's going to have contracts with somebody else. They're going to come in. I think that the military will support them. There's every expectation that if they need soldiers to help out with setting up the facilities, that they might do that. And, of course, the medical side of it, Fort Bliss in particular, has William Beaumont Army Hospital. It's a big hospital. They're building a new one, so they're going to have a lot of resources for something like that. But in terms of what we know about what they're doing, we know nothing.
Do you think that they saw this coming? I mean, this wouldn't be the first time, by any stretch of the imagination, that they've been pressed into this sort of action.
No, under President Obama, they had people out at Lackland Air Force Base. And they actually put them in a old recruit training and housing dorm. That was a vacant facility, and they were fine there. I think it was about 100 kids. And I wasn't here at the time. I was out of pocket doing something outside of town. But I remember the story. And so military installations can be used for that purpose.
What about local lawmakers? What are you hearing from them? I mean, when the Tornillo camp was getting set up, I didn't know that there were some officials in El Paso who said, we don't want, you know, for instance, our police officers to be doing overtime down in that area. And I'm just sort of wondering, what have you heard anything from local officials about this shift?
The county judge in El Paso told me straight up that they had asked to visit the facility. They were told they would have to wait at least 2 weeks. They weren't getting any information about it. And rather interestingly, that judge said that when this stuff was going on under President Obama, that they were getting far faster reactions from the federal government. And that doesn't surprise me. One of the hallmarks of this particular operation is a lack of information. It's almost as if it's an information blackout. It's either done because these people with HHS are confused and overwhelmed, or they're being deliberately quiet about what they're doing. I can't be a mind reader here. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that they're frustrated too. There's a lot that they're asking, as you saw in the story. That judge said, we're asking these questions, you know, what about these kids? How are you going to care for them? What's going on? You see his whole list of questions, which is the last quote of the story. And guess what? He's getting no answers. So they're all frustrated. Obviously, what is being done in Tornillo has the potential to impact El Paso and the county as well as the city.
Sig Christensen has been reporting on this issue for the San Antonio Express News. He covers the military for the Express News. And we're going to have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Sig, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.